It is Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and you know what? We want to highlight our survivors or those who are in the struggle with breast cancer. One person, a KC native, she is a survivor for sure, author Dr. Neosho Ponder, who is in KC this week as she's been sowing her D.C. roots, celebrating her life with events and her story. How you doing today, sis?
I'm good. How are you?
Doing wonderful. Of course, it is great to hear everything that you've been through and the strides you're making as a breast cancer educator. Let's put that on your resume as well. Speaking of which, you know, your story is remarkable because after you graduated from Howard with your PhD girl and Dr. Neosho in 2016, your life took a turn when you discovered a lump in your left breast. Share a little bit about that, Neosho.
Yeah, so I, just like most women, you know, we had I had a tank top on and was adjusting my left breast in my tank top and just twisting it. That was it, you know, the shirt. And I felt the lump, who I named Clarence, and it was very pronounced. So I knew exactly what it was. And I was just, like you said, 1 year after earning my PhD from Howard. So it was just kind of like, oh my gosh, like my heart just dropped. And then God spoke to me, so we had a brief exchange, and it was like a deep exhale, like, I'm just not ready. I'm not ready to go through all this, like, you know, I was young, too, so I was only 36 at the time, so it was a lot to process.
I imagine, and you share how your faith and humor helped get you through the fight in your book, God's Got Jokes. Share a little bit about that, sis.
So God's Got Jokes is really just about how I started to recognize God's humor throughout my journey. Because in addition to all the health and medical things that I was going through, I also, you know, had battled a bout of homelessness that was very unexpected. And then I lost my father 5 weeks after my mastectomy, my biological father. Yeah, and it was very sudden. And then, you know, a couple of years later, while dealing with surgical issues and whatnot, I lost my brother to terminal cancer. And then subsequently, I end up, you know, just laughing at the timing of things. And just that gave me not only a sense of peace, but a deeper fight in what I was dealing with, because it was always one thing after another.
Yeah.
So the book is just filled with not only my, I say, 22 testimonies, but also with just me being able to overcome all the adversity that I was going through with using my faith and kind of laughing because, you know, when woman plans, God laughs. So I was just, I just started to channel that. And that's how I kind of overcame the surgical complications. I've had 8 surgeries just to reconstruct my breast. And it's just been such a blessing to be able to share my story through my book, God's Got Jokes.
And I love the fact that you remind women to touch your boobs, because when you find those lumps, I have found that mine have been benign. Thank God I have fibrocystic breast disease. But if I didn't check, I would have been growing this thing and it was becoming very noticeable. So it's so important that we encourage women to do their breast exams, know what regular lumps feel like and some that give you alarm, and then get your mammograms. But I want to get back to you because you're in town, and tell us about the Celebration of Life Walk you're doing this Saturday, tomorrow.
So yes, my fellow pink sister, my good sis, our good sis, Lonnie Bush, she does these events every year for the Kansas City community to celebrate life. She's a 2-time breast cancer survivor, if I'm not mistaken. And tomorrow, her Celebration of Life Walk is at Deliverance Temple on 4111 Kensington Avenue, I believe. It's at 9 a.m. And really just being happy to be able to walk a block or two. And it's a 3-mile walk. It's very short. I'm going to be there. I'm hoping that I can bring some of my little young people and my family to walk with me. And I just think that there were times when I had been under anesthesia for, 11 hours, and then an emergency surgery right after for 4 hours. And being under anesthesia for 15 hours in a 24-hour period, it made me be out of breath really quickly when I would walk. Mm-hmm. And that happened, and that went on for months, not a couple of weeks after, past my recovery. And I think just being able to walk, It really does remind you that there are people who cannot, you know.
Yeah.
A lot of Black women, and I'm an advocate as well, like you said, Julie. I'm an educator and advocate for the Tiger Lily Foundation. And we focus on advocacy and education for Black women, specifically young Black women diagnosed with breast cancer or living with that stuff. And when you advocate for yourself, you start to be more aware of certain things. You know, there's so many disparities, and I have friends who are triple negative breast cancer survivors, and there's no targeted therapy or treatment for triple negative breast cancer. And Black women are dying at an alarming rate from triple negative breast cancer. And part of that is because only 5% of clinical trial breast cancer patients are Black. Only 5%. Doctors don't realize it, and that's what the Tiger Lily Foundation is doing. It's holding their feet to the fire for not offering those options to Black women, you know? So that all of that is just fuels me to want to do this walk tomorrow, to celebrate life, life with my other pink sisters who can't walk because they're on oxygen, and also celebrate life for myself, because every day I thank God for my boobs and my hair. That's literally what I do in my prayer every morning.
Well, tomorrow goes down the third annual Celebration of Life Walk. We love us some Lonnie Bush as well. Deliverance Temple, 4411 Kensington Avenue. Check out Neosho's book, God's Got Jokes, available on Amazon, and you can go to her website, neoshocponder.com. Thank you so much, sis, for your testimony and your work.
Amen. Thank you. Keep doing that work, Julie. Love you.
Love you, too.